Maybe. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. It turns out that Vladimir Putin has checked maybe on his e-vite to the White House. He hasn't turned it down, but he hasn't accepted it either, which is awkward. But then inviting friends over is always awkward, isn't it, right? First, you have to decide what level of friend you want to be. Are you level one lunch friends, level two backyard barbecue friends, or level three go on vacation together friends? I sense Trump wants to be level three, except Putin doesn't play golf, and Trump is too fastidious to wrestle with tigers, so nobody would have a good time. But I think the real reason for Putin's reluctance is that he knows why he's being invited. Mr. Trump wants a do-over. And we know how that goes too, right? At your first lunch with your new friend, he stole the show. He was funny. He told great stories about his life as a spy. And when the conversation turned to real estate, you talked about your golf courses, but he talked about annexing large chunks of neighboring countries. So your friend knows the reason you're inviting him over to your house. It's to show off. And let's face it, the Tsar of Russia is not going to allow himself to be upstaged by some random American, which may turn out to be a blessing in disguise. Because the other problem with making new friends is what your old friends will think. NATO already feels snubbed. At this point, even if Trump showed up in Brussels with an apology and a nice bottle of wine, they'd slam the door and slap a tariff on the wine. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.